Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Coming up.
Victims are coming forward and speaking with Garda Síochána about their experience of a crime motivated by hate. It is somewhat disappointing that incidents of this nature occur at all.
There's been a 12% increase in hate crimes reported to Gardaí in 2023. And Bambi Thug has become the first Irish Eurovision Song Contest final, but first up this morning. It was a 12% increase in hate crimes reported to Gardaí in 2023. Figures from the force show 651 hate crimes and hate-related incidents were recorded by Garda members last year. 36% of reports were race-related, 18% were related to nationality, and 16% of cases were in relation to sexual orientation. Chief Superintendent Pádraig Jones says while it's good to see more people coming forward, these kinds of crimes need to be stamped out.
These figures indicate that a further increase in the reporting of hate crime in Ireland has occurred during 2023. And while in one sense that might be seen as a positive, that victims are coming forward and speaking with Garda Síochána about their experience of a crime motivated by hate, it is somewhat disappointing that incidents of this nature occur at all.
The media minister has defended spending over €500,000 to date on reports into RTE. Yesterday, three reports were published with 116 recommendations into how both the broadcaster and government can improve governance and culture there. Sheila Nocton reports.
Over the next 6 weeks, both the department and RTE will set about outlining their implementation plans for each recommendation. At the same time, government will discuss the future funding model with two main options on the table, either through the revenue collected from a TV licence or the Exchequer model. A decision has been promised on this by the July recess. However, to date, these reports have cost the department around €574,000, with that expected to rise to €1 million following the submission of outstanding invoices. Media Minister Catherine Martin says her department will cover the full cost. None of it will be passed to RTE. She says that the depth of the financial and governance issues, as well as the reputational damage for RTE, merited this approach, describing the cost as value for money.
Bambi Thug has become the first Irish Eurovision Song Contest finalist since 2018. The Cork singer-songwriter was among 10 acts to qualify for Saturday night after their song Doomsday Blue wowed audience across Europe. The performance included a spectacular light show and dramatic costume change on set, calling on the crowd to crown the witch.
There it is. Crown the witch. Bambi Thug, I'm telling you.
28 childcare providers have notified parents that they intend to close over the past 2 weeks. That's in addition to more than 130 providers who have closed their doors for good since March last year. The Federation of Early Childhood Providers has launched a new publication asking the government to boost funding and protect businesses from the cost of living crisis. Chairperson Elaine Dunn says the current funding model serves no one and puts jobs and families at risk.
It's extremely worrying because we know that there's a lack of places for children already nationally. And this is going to add to the worry for parents. Staff are losing their jobs and the provider has no choice. Talking to some of them over the last few days, they're very distressed and they feel forced out of business also, which is not right. It's not okay that this is happening.
A judge has indefinitely postponed Donald Trump's trial over claims he illegally kept classified documents after leaving office. It had previously been scheduled to begin in just under 2 weeks in Florida. The decision was expected because of still unresolved issues in the case and with Mr. Trump currently in the dock in New York over separate hush money allegations. He denies all charges against him. 46% of people feel the EU is not dealing with the issue of migration into the bloc. That's according to a new report from European Movement, which also found a slight drop in support for the European Union here. Respondents also expressed dissatisfaction to the response from the EU to the wars in Ukraine and Gaza. CEO of European Movement Ireland, Noel O'Connell, says the public aren't convinced politicians have migration under control.
I think this response is unsurprising when we think about the challenges and other EU member states are facing in relation to migration and how indeed the EU has struggled really to develop a cohesive and effective response.
The chair of the Oireachtas Committee investigating defective concrete blocks in dwellings says coverage needs to be extended to include the foundations of affected buildings. The Joint Committee on Finance, Public Expenditure and Reform is meeting again this afternoon to continue discussions
about the difficulties faced by homeowners in Donegal, Mayo and other counties. Committee Chair Deputy John McGuinness says they're compiling a report to present to government with recommendations on what should happen next.
We do need to extend the coverage to the foundations and the total cost of the rebuild. So it's a question of finding out exactly how we can overcome the difficulties in each of those areas and how we can arrive at a package that will be acceptable to those that are affected by it.
One in five women in Ireland don't want to make a fuss over possible symptoms of cancer, while one in five feel too busy to go to a doctor. The findings are from the INGO study commissioned to mark World Ovarian Cancer Day. Sharon O'Toole, Senior Research Fellow at Trinity College Dublin, says they're eager to get women to take control of their health.
Four in five women in Ireland are not confident of noticing symptoms of ovarian cancer. And really, I suppose we're trying to get the message out there about the most common symptoms, which is the BEAT acronym. So bloating, eating difficulties, abdominal pain, toilet changes. If these are persistent, then we urge women to go to their GP and have it checked out.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day again with us tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need at newstalk.com.